Winter Park is trying something new. Today they're asking residents to bike to work. The city's latching onto a growing trend across the country of choosing a bike over a car to get around. And while more people are riding their bikes as their main means of transportation, in Florida it's a deadly endeavour. We have the highest per capita rate of deadly bicycle accidents in the country. 90.7's healthcare reporter Abe Abariah grabbed a bike to see for himself how it is on the mean streets of Orlando.
If you close your eyes and think of someone riding a bike to work, you might picture spandex and neon helmets, or maybe jean shorts and a handlebar mustache. That is not what Frank Gilbert looks like. Gilbert is middle-aged, wearing khaki pants, a blue blazer, and a tie while cruising in a recumbent bike from College Park to downtown Orlando. It's a trip he makes four times a week.
So I know you've got a reporter kind of slowing you down here, but what's your normal commute time?
It's normally 20 to 30 minutes.
Gilbert is one of the estimated 1,300 people in Orlando who use a bicycle as their main way to get to work. It's such a small sliver of the commute, Gilbert has to constantly worry about people not seeing him in the road.
A part of my approach is to assume that I'm invisible.
Gilbert has been nudged a few times while riding a bike to work. Nudged is his term for cars bumping into him. I see his invisibility watching a line of cars make a right turn to get to a parking garage without yielding, one after the other.
If I went out there, I would have to depend on them seeing and recognizing me.
Florida spent decades building roads designed to move commuters from homes in sprawling suburbs as fast as possible. Conventional wisdom say these roads were built for speed, and federal data show Florida has the highest death rates per capita for both cyclists and pedestrians.
That's unfortunately true.
Joan Carter's job is to bring those death rates down. She's Central Florida's traffic safety specialist for the DOT. The state hired her to make the roads safer for pedestrians and cyclists. One example, the DOT passed a complete streets policy in October, which requires planners to include pedestrians and cyclists when designing roads.
I've always said that DOT is kind of like a dreadnought, and originally it was aimed specifically at managing vehicular travel.
But now they have to accommodate this growing number of cyclists. Now this may seem counterintuitive, but what Florida needs is more cyclists and more pedestrians. The idea is with critical mass, more drivers will see them, says Stephanie Feskin, deputy director of the National Complete Streets Coalition at Smart Growth America.
Building those numbers, it really does make safety even better. So you do get those, you can be physically active without fearing serious injury or death. With the more people who are out there.
And some cities in Florida are taking matters into their own hands. Castleberry, Maitland, and Winter Park brought in Bill Nesper to show them how to make their cities more bike-friendly. Nesper is with the League of American Bicyclists, and Orlando hopes he'll improve their rating. Mass transit is a piece of that puzzle.
Welcome to SunRail.
During a recent morning commute, Nesper rolled his bike into a pretty crowded train car.
And you're seeing good things happen. And so, you know, right now I'm on SunRail right now. I rolled my bike on here and I'm able to go to downtown Orlando right now.
Meanwhile, College Park resident Frank Gilbert wraps up his 20-minute bike ride to work. To him, the risk of being hit is worth the savings of not owning a second car. We pull into the garage at his work.
I think you experienced that it wasn't a Hong Kong beep beep kind of trip.
I will tell you, I was expecting to get honked at least once during this trip, but that didn't happen. And does that not normally happen?
No, it's rare.
Gilbert longs for a day when there are more people like him riding bikes to work. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abariah in Orlando.